Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Raymundo said he overheard that Lunchbox is mad about the celebrity softball game. Ray, what did you hear?
Yeah, originally it was me, Morgan, Scuba Steve, and Lunch all going to play on the softball team and actually be in the game. And then it just randomly came out that Steve and Lunch are announcers, so they don't even get to put a glove on or swing a bat.
Oh, I heard that too. You're the announcer.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Oh, I don't know. I just...
Like, I mean, I played last year, and I was really... I mean, I was the attraction of the show. I was so good, and I don't understand how they asked me to play... And I volunteer to play, and then they just say, oh, never mind, you're just going to announce. Like, what?
Yeah, I read that on a spot or something, a commercial, and it was like, yeah, and Lunchbox and Scuba Steve are going to be doing the play-by-play.
And I'm like, what? I don't go to do play. Like, don't you go to these to play? Like, isn't that the point?
But isn't play-by-play fun?
I think the point is to raise money for Folds of Honor.
Yeah, it's not about you living out your high school fantasy.
But I also...
Well, how come they don't ask the other people to just announce then?
They're probably not broadcasters, and they assume if we have a microphone in front of us, we're broadcasters. Which,
good call.
Yeah. But, I would also be a bit irritated that they asked you to play the game, and they took you out of the game then once you committed.
Yeah, and then
they didn't run it by you at all?
No, they just put me on announcer.
But they didn't run that by you at all?
No. I was told I was going to play. Like, hey, who wants to play this year? Said, I'm in. I played last year. I'm back. Let's go.
What's the website for that?
Folds of Honor.
No, I know that, but I'm saying it's First Horizon Park. Okay, I'll get to it.
You got it.
I just want to see if everybody playing more famous than Lunchbox, and maybe they just didn't.
No, they're not. Trust me. Some of those people I've never heard of.
Trust you?
Chris Lane.
Heard of him?
He is more famous than Lunchbox,
yes,
right?
Yes, he is.
How?
That's a pretty good one.
Got some big mix.
That's a pretty good. I mean, that's
and he's married to a celebrity too.
That's true. That does elevate him.
Come on.
But I would say that's a good ish equal.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. But he's playing. But he's also a former college baseball player.
No, he's good. I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just saying.
Julia Cole.
That is.
An artist. You tell me if you think you're.
I'm more famous than her. Okay. I mean, have you ever heard of her?
This picture is a bad picture, though. I don't know if I know her from the picture. It's far away. Sean Johnson and Andrew East.
Sean Johnson, yes.
Yeah, she's very famous.
Andrew East, nobody.
That's her husband.
He played in the NFL.
Yeah.
For like a week.
Together as a couple.
But yeah, if you put him in a lineup, you would not be able to pick him out of a lineup.
I would.
I would too.
Because they have built an online presence together that's very popular.
I agree. So what about Jesse James Decker?
She's got a TV show.
No, I think she had one like 10 years ago.
Oh, she doesn't have one anymore?
I don't think
then
so.
Then I'm probably more famous than her.
Okay. Tyler Braden.
Who?
Riley Green. You're just making noises.
What is that?
More famous than that guy.
Okay. Sean Booth.
Oh, dude, he was on The Bachelor like 20 years ago. That's all. I mean, really?
He
looks like an athlete, though.
He owns a gym here.
Hardy.
He's up and coming, but I'm more famous than him.
Okay. Jameson Rogers.
Who's that?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I think he's been in here before.
Yeah, he's been here.
There's a song with
some girls. Okay.
He's just a normal looking dude. Yeah, no one knows
that. Colbert, call my name.
Okay. That's a good one. Alexandra Kay.
Who?
Michael Ray.
No. Oh, yeah, more famous than him.
What?
Then Michael Ray?
You're out of your mind.
Yeah, he's.
How is Michael Ray? What has Michael Ray done?
I think he's got multiple number one songs.
He's got a lot of songs.
He was married to Carly Pierce for a minute.
I think he's got
so that's what he's known for, Amy? No, that's what we're...
He has multiple number one songs. He has...
Are you sure?
Some girls.
No. That's Jameson Rose.
He just did that one.
He has Cold Beer Call My Name.
And a Cold Beer Call... He has...
He's friends with Luke Combs. Nope, wrong
Whiskey
guy.
And Rain. He has... Keep going, Mike.
Okay, guys. I mean, you're struggling.
No, you don't know these songs.
Think a little less. He has that one. Boom. He has, I'm going to kiss you in the morning.
That's a good one.
I know that's kind of that one. I'm going to kiss you.
I'm going to kiss you in the morning. All right. Kind of, sort of.
I'm not on it yet.
Yeah, see?
But no, he beats you on that
okay,
one.
But.
Jelly Roll?
He's getting pretty big.
Mitchell Tenpenny?
No, I'm more famous than him.
Oh, come on.
Like the.
I've been seen.
No, ready. I know you know his song. And
Missy Franklin?
What?
Oh, wait. What was she? Oh, she's Olympic.
Yeah, she's a swimmer from like 1925.
Oh, she was good.
Oh, she's in the 20s? Dang, she's holding up well.
She's 100 almost?
Wow. She was born in 95, so I don't know that she swam in the.
Okay. She swam in the Olympics in like 2000. Like, no one remembers her.
I remember.
You've hated on basically everybody here, huh?
But you know
except
what I'm
for Jelly Roll, who's up and coming.
He didn't, like, I think he's scared.
He didn't want to get jumped.
He's scared of Jelly Roll.
But you saw some of those names, and you would agree that they're not as famous as I am.
No, I would not agree on that. What I would agree.
Alexandria Kay, who is that?
You go after the one girl you don't remember. You know some of these other people are. What my point is, I would also be irritated if they asked you to play, and then they've moved you without asking you.
I'm going to get a cold.
So now you're just not going to show up?
It's going to be Scuba calling the game by himself.
Let me say something. Yeah. I understand the irritation
because
if they did that to me, I would be irritated. But I wouldn't have turned it into, let's see who I'm more famous than.
No, I didn't. You did.
I know, but then I wouldn't have done what you did and just been like,
who is that?
I just want to know who was playing. But yes, I guess I kind of led you there. So I also am at fault. So,
but also, this is him behind a microphone safely in the studio. There's no way he's going up to Sean Booth.
Sean Booth knows I'm more famous than he is.
He's saying, you were on The Bachelor 20 years ago. What'd you do to be here? You know, like he was.
That'd be a funny bit.
I literally just wondered who would be on. Like, as if it was like Garth and Alan Jackson and Luke Combs, be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they, unless they just needed announcers and grabbed two people they thought, since they're on the radio, would be good announcers.
Lunchbox also hosts a sports show.
There you go.
He knows sports, so he knows what he's doing.
Be like, Jelly Roll with a pop out to second base.
Yeah,
there
I
you
mean,
go.
That's what I'm doing. I mean, how fun is that? I mean, I
and also, if you have to like be funny up there, it's annoying for the people watching because it's like nobody wants to hear you doing funny play-by-play on a overhead.
And so I have to do play-by-play for 2 hours of a game.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's a long time.
Oh no! What if he goes up there
and I'm getting
like,
paid what? Nothing.
No, it's a charity event.
Exactly.
Hey, Scuba, what happened here? Do you know?
Did anyone
volunteer Lunchbox to do this?
I think I have an idea, but I don't want to say it. It's not for air.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Will you text it to me?
Yeah.
Okay. I won't say it.
Yeah, please don't.
Oh, what could it be?
This is serious.
I need to know.
Yeah, because there's a switcheroo on what happened.
Yeah, just text it to me.
Okay.
I don't know what Scuba pointed at there, but.
Wait, so who's all playing?
But Sean Booth has more followers than Lunchbox does, too, on Instagram. And Lunchbox has this.
Oh, I just looked him up. I know that dude.
Yeah, no, Sean
because he was on The Bachelor.
Well, yeah, that's famous.
Brett. He's more of a household name than Lunchbox, for sure. That's why I'm like, there's no way Lunchbox is saying that to his face.
I'll tell him.
Oh, Lunchbox ain't anybody's face.
He knows.
Is he going to get on the mic and be like, Andrea Kay, who is this?
Oh, that would be hilarious. If he just got up and roasted everybody.
Oh, great. Another batter that no one knows.
Probably said all their names wrong.
Has anybody ever heard of this person?
All right, here's Sean Both.
I'll give you $100 if you can tell me Michael Ray song.
Oh, no.
I mean, that would be pretty fun.
That could be kind of fun. I mean,
until he gets jumped by Julia Cole and Alexandra Kay after the show. Okay, well, are you doing it still? You playing?
I mean, I don't know. Still a few days away, but
you're not gonna. If you don't do it, no one's gonna care.
Exactly.
So I don't know that you're holding him hostage by going.
Did you get the text?
Yeah. What's the drama?
I don't have it.
Oh. Man.
I'm even more intrigued now because
reading it because we have a blanket that's real nice. And Caitlin's like, does this go in the wash or dry or like dry cleaning? Would we send it off because it's a real nice blanket?
Oh.
And so that's what I was reading. And I was like, I don't know. Because I make the wrong decision.
Yeah, you're the wrong
person
to ask.
I don't
want
to pay for it to get dry cleaned. But then if I mess it up, I don't have a message from Scuba, so there's nothing. I'm not going to say it anyway, but I just wanted to give.
Yeah, I just like, I wanted your reaction.
Yeah, I know. And when he sends it, are you sending it, Scuba?
Yeah, I'm just trying to type it out.
He's still typing.
He's being careful with his score.
He is trying to be very careful.
I was also researching my email to confirm if I was correct, because I don't want to just put crap out there.
But you knew this was happening.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know it was set. Here's another problem. I didn't know it was set in stone until we got that spot copy the other day. And I was like, oh, that's what's happening.
Okay, do you care? We're not even asking about your feelings, Scuba.
I really could care less. I mean, it doesn't matter to me either way. It's a charity event, so if they need help, I'm going to help out. That's just the way I look at it.
How about that attitude?
Wow, listen to that.
Lunchbox?
But you can hear the anger in his voice that he's not
playing.
But he
also understands that it's a charity event. And, yeah. Okay, you don't always get what you want every time you want it.
Yeah, I want to play softball, of course, but that's what they need. It's a charity event. That's where they put you. That's what you got to do.
No, if they made you the umpire, would you be happy? No.
Like, I wouldn't care. It's
that'd be fun.
Want.
That'd be fun, except be not cool. Really umpire.
No, that'd be terrible.
I bet you Scuba's mad he's not going to be able to hit those home runs that he usually does.
Oh, that's true. He's happy. That's why he's like, oh, thank God. Yeah. Ray, this says we can bleep. We can play this voicemail, though, in the post-show.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's Abby from Houston.
I had a funny morning corny after dark for Amy. Male bees die after they mate. That's their whole life. Honey Nut Cheerio. Oh, my God. Okay.
Honey Nut Cheerio.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, do you get it, everybody?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, here's Maria from California, voicemail number 3.
I was listening to the podcast, and he was talking about who he should record. Nobody cares about the opening act with him. I agree with Super Steve. I do hear a woman's voice. So I was thinking, what about Jennifer Nettles or Kacey Musgraves?
Interesting. We have one commitment to the song already. I can't say who, and it is a female.
Mm.
It is a woman. So it is not one of those two, but those are great ideas. But, Ray, do you have that song up? Here we go. Let's do it.
Nobody cares about the opening act.
You have the studio version?
Yeah, we have a better version.
I was like,
someone's phone.
Humming through the door, sitting on the toilet.
That's our rehearsal.
We have a studio version that we recorded that we're going to have an artist or two jump on. And if you don't have it, that's okay, Ray. I just kind of toss that up on you.
What have you ever thought about maybe putting Amy in there?
Nah.
No, they probably
haven't. Sorry.
He's never been an opening act.
But she's a singer.
Neat.
She's got a good voice. Oh, I know. I know.
Hold on. I'm just reading the email. Message from Steve.
Oh, you're reading it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all.
Watch his face.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's an easy solution to this, Scuba.
Like that?
Why don't you let me fix it?
Uh-oh.
Well, I think it's already done.
You do?
Unless you have a way around it.
Yeah, the way around it is just a Kool-Aid man through it.
Wow.
But what in the world happened?
That's just break through the brick wall, Kool-Aid
That's
man?
Just like, I don't care what happened. We're just going to do it this way. Boom.
Well, yeah, that was the plan. But then I get to the point where I'm just like, I'm too busy. I don't give a crap. Whatever.
I got you. Well, we can address it afterward if you need to. And if Lunchbox really wants to play, I can probably Kool-Aid man through it. It'll be a little uncomfortable for me, but I don't mind throwing the occasional, you know?
Yeah.
You let me know. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you want to play?
I mean, I was looking for a 9. I mean, that's what the crowd's going to
see. No, I'm asking you a real number because what you tell me is going to affect how I handle this when we finish this. If you say more than an 8, I will go and I will handle it and I will make sure you get to play.
Look.
No, not look. What is your
let's
number?
Let's just say.
No. Here's the thing.
Here
going into it, I was like 9. I was excited to play, but now I'm just like, whatever. Like, you don't want me to play, then screw you. I won't play. Like,
there's no need to screw anybody. It's a charity.
That's the attitude. Oh,
but it's just like,
but you're not talking about the charity. You're talking about the people that made the decision.
Right. It's just like, well, don't
I would be irritated too.
Right. Don't ask me to play and then just cut me from playing. Like,
would you like me to handle it?
I don't think it's a big enough deal to, like, if you're going to Kool-Aid man something, I want something bigger. Like, if it's a bigger event.
This is the option that I'm giving you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saving up my Kool-Aid man for a
moment. There's no saving it up. It's not something that you can just cash in.
What?
But I can fix it for you if you would like.
Man.
Would you like?
Is this something you want to waste a Kool-Aid?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
On?
Like, let's
I
just,
feel like I would you. Also be irritated, because, and he is committing time out of his weekend or week or evening that he doesn't have to. He's got 8 kids, you know. I don't know what's happening. Yeah. Every time I see a picture of Vince out of his house, it looks like there's a full.
It's 3,
I think
but
eight.
It does look like there's whole
3,
school.
I mean, it's tough.
Yeah, I bet.
They don't know how to pick up.
So you just let me know. If any time during this post show you say, okay, I would like to play, I will make sure you get to play.
Okay. And back to, you know, the opening act. Mm-hmm. I know the female.
Cool. You don't, but you can guess. If I'm not going to respond in any way whatsoever if you say something. And you're going to say Alexandra Kay. I know how your mind works. Jokes.
That's funny.
The guy won't say her.
But is that who you're going to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't even know who that is. Is she really an artist?
Yeah. I think she's a new artist.
Okay.
And the next one you would say was Julia Cole.
Okay. Well.
But also, this is such classic lunchbox. He makes it this huge deal and he's all mad. And then you're willing to go to bat for him, and he's like, never mind.
Amy, what I'm saying is, at this point, if they didn't want me to play, then it's just like annoying, because then it's just like I'm a charity case to play. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's a charity case for a charity?
Yeah.
Interesting. Double charity.
And so it's like,
I will say that
you understand what I'm saying,
right? It's not the charity that has done this.
Oh, okay.
So don't be upset at that.
All right, well, I'm still all about folds of honor.
They open your arm and welcome to you.
Yeah.
Whatever, but it's not the charity.
Can I tell you what happened last year?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No, I shouldn't.
This could be the reason why you're not playing.
I shouldn't say it.
I don't know what this is, so I'll allow it.
Okay, so they invited me to play last year, and I showed up. There wasn't a jersey for me. There wasn't a glove for me.
A glove? They should bring your own glove.
No. They provided gloves. They provided goodie bags,
Did they
hats.
Say glove? Who doesn't have their own glove at a softball game?
I'm just telling you. So I showed up, and there wasn't everybody's lined up on chairs.
Nobody was at the stadium. He's like,
so,
I showed up.
So, hey. So I stole Riley Green's hat because he wasn't there yet.
Uh-oh.
I stole someone else's glove, and I took someone's goodie bag, and then I just kind of walked around, and someone goes, oh, did you not get a jersey? And they had to go get me one. It was very awkward, too. But
why are they being so disrespectful to you?
I was pretty much MVP, though. It was pretty good.
You still played your heart out?
I played my heart out.
That's what it's all about right there. On the Bobbycast, Ali Colleen is on. We spent an hour talking about, and she's been on the show before, and she's performed, and just her as an artist, but, you know, I had the conversation with her early in the podcast, like, hey, we talk about backgrounds on this show a lot, which, by the way, Elle King's coming over to the house today to do one, and her dad is Rob Schneider, and so I don't know that she talks about that a lot, but that'll be part of our conversation. It's weird that we've had a few of these in a row of, like, people coming from famous parents, but here is her talking about how she, and her dad's Garth Brooks, by the way, Ali Colleen, how her and her dad have never sung together.
My dad and I have never wrote together. We've never sang together. We've never done anything like that.
Sang together, meaning like publicly on a stage. You've sang together at home.
No.
You've been in the living room and been like, just to see you smile.
I've been in the living room and I sang before, and he's been in the living room and he sang before, but we have never sang together.
Wow.
I think a lot of it too is I don't know that he knew how to navigate it either.
There's also a clip, and I got down to the point of, did you write this song about Ray and Bay? Because there's a song she has called Playing House. It's like, hey, you should just get married or not. Stop playing house. And so here you go. Here's me asking her, did you write that song about Ray and Bay?
It wasn't about them, but yes, it was. So we're talking about lyrics. We're writing the song. And they were like, man, you know, these people are just, why are they playing house? And I made the mistake of being like, well, my best friend is in a relationship that has, it's beautiful and it's kind and it's awesome. But there is like a stagnancy to it, you know, in the place of like, it's not growing. But also shout out to Ray in the sense of I've told Bay to propose to Ray for years. Okay. I was like, if this is what you want and you talk about it so much, go do it. So love them. Always been on both their sides, all those things. But yes, but they were like, okay, what does that look like? And what is it not? And they were like, well, how long have they been together? And I was like, and at the time it was probably 3 or 4 years. So then we buffered that and added 2 more and did 6.
And that ended up being the real life version of this story, which it took Ray 6 years to propose.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny what girls talk about. I had no idea she was telling Baszler to propose to me.
You didn't know?
No.
Ever? Even before that interview clip?
Mm-mm.
Oh, thought maybe it'd come up.
What would Ray have said if Bay would have proposed to him?
Excuse me?
Would you have said yes, or would you have said stop it and then you'd had to propose
no,
back?
No, I'm a traditionalist, and there's no way as a man I'm going to let a woman propose to me. That's how it's always been. The man proposes to the woman.
But let's say year four, because you didn't propose till year six. Let's say year four she proposed. That's a good question, Lunchbox. Would you have said no? Would you have said yes? Or would you have said, I'm going to ask? And then would you have felt the need to ask quickly?
I would have said no.
Okay. But then since she had asked you, you wouldn't have waited two more years.
Yeah, we were going through some stuff where, I mean, I just felt so rushed. I mean, my parents didn't want us living together. So I went and got a place on Belmont's campus for like a year just to kind of show my parents that I'm not just with Laura so I can live with her. So we were going through stuff. It's not like...
You were an adult man.
Yeah, but I'm just saying no ducks were in a row and people are like, you guys should get proposed and married. No, we weren't ready.
But you don't
ready.
Have to you get proposed. That's what I would say. You don't have to have ducks in a row to just propose and be engaged. There's no ducks that have to be in a row.
I mean, I got the deal hookup, so yeah, I did have to get ducks in a row.
The
I
didn't deal have, on a ring?
I didn't have like 5K chilling.
I think that you kind of need a few ducks in a row.
Not as many. They already had all those few ducks in a row. They had been together forever. They knew how each other lived.
They lived together.
Oh, that
yeah,
part.
All that. All that's all the ducks you need.
I mean, I was in crazy gambling debt. I mean, mm-hmm. so I mean, there was a lot of serious stuff.
He
going
lived
on.
Here hey, for a little bit.
That ain't a duck, buddy. That's bigger than a duck. That's like a whale. Oh, that's wow. a mm-hmm. that game. Oh.
Get the whales in a row,
dude.
That's depressing.
With, I know. I was just thinking
that was
about.
Funny. That was funny.
Does your wife have to monitor you?
Yeah, well, I mean, we have the same account, so yeah, she sees everything.
But she doesn't think like you're off to the side?
Oh, no. She caught me like 3 months ago off to the side, so.
We're talking gambling, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
yeah, gambling,
okay.
for sure. So do you think, are you an addict?
No, I've proven that. I went to therapy for, it was an expert in gambling. And she said, I'm not an addict, so.
But you went to the side even though your wife asked you not to.
But it was still a debt I was trying to pay off. So the way I explained it to her was there was one total amount I didn't tell her about on a credit card. And I just thought, on the side, I can pay that off with gambling.
By more gambling.
Yes, but I mean.
So you were going to pay off a debt that you got from gambling by doing more gambling.
Yeah, because I mean, I'd done that for my entire life.
That's how people get rich.
It's not.
Oh.
But it failed this time, so like, I didn't have any money left, and so I had to tell her then that I couldn't pay off the debt.
The best sports gamblers are like 56%. Like 56, 57. The best, right? Who do it as a career.
Yeah.
And you think you're just going to pay a debt. You may get lucky and just get – but mostly you would not get lucky. You would happen – what the odds were to happen, where you'd lose.
Correct. I was always catching up. But, yes, there was always in the past where I was able to at least make that one bet, which helped me – pay some debt off. But then there was the time where I couldn't pay it off 3 months ago, and I had to tell her, and I was like, hey, I couldn't pay this off, so FYI, I was gambling on the side.
I use DraftKings, and I don't have any issue. I mean, I don't have a gambling problem. And I bet $100. Let me find the situation here. Just to see. Let's see. Open bets. Okay. I bet in February of 2022, February 2nd, I bet $100 on the Boston Celtics to win the NBA championship. And? They are in the finals. They're in the NBA, the big one,
yeah.
Right? And I bet $100 in February. If they win, I win $1,000.
Wow.
But they have to beat the Warriors. Now, I could hedge it, meaning I could make a bet where I would just get 500, you know?
You can guarantee 500.
Did you do that on 2-2-2-2 because it's a lucky day?
I'm not a big luck believer.
I know, but I just remember, because that's the only time, it's February 2022.
I think they were just struggling, and I was like, well, they're a better team than this. I like these odds, so
okay.
I think I bet them because the odds got really bad on them.
Well, there's that, too.
So
I didn't know if it was a lucky day thing.
I'm holding out, though. Let's go.
Let's go.
Hey, what are your thoughts on hedging like that? Like, if you can guarantee yourself $500, it's guaranteed it's yours, but... You also have the, but I can win that $1,000.
I do some. I mean, I hedge sometimes. Listen, I'm not chasing money because I do it for fun. I don't try to pay off debts. It's just entertainment for me. It's like fantasy football where I do it just because it gives me sometimes some games to watch or sometimes I like to go, I wonder if I feel like I'm smart enough to win this. Most times I don't hedge. Sometimes if I do, but I'd probably say like 75% of the time I don't. I'm just like, let's go, baby.
So the risk is fun.
But that's just kind of how my mindset is in life, though. Like, I'm going to swing hard, and holy crap, if I hit, boom. But if I don't, that's okay. I'll be back. We'll do it again.
It's interesting.
You know? But you're different.
I am different. I'm more of the, let's not risk it. I can guarantee the 500. I'll just take the 500.
I'm not scared. I might lose it, but heck, I might double it up, yeah, too. I'm a big risk guy. Let's see here. An 18-karat gold tabernacle worth $2 million was stolen from the St. Augustine Roman Catholic Church in Brooklyn last week. $2 million. Well, how could they just get to it? They bust into a place and get it?
What's a tabernacle?
I'm assuming it's a piece of jewelry of some sort. I thought a tabernacle was like a building.
I don't know what that is.
Like the tabernacle choir?
Totally.
Mike, will you see what a tabernacle is? A tabernacle valued at $2 million was stolen from the church. Yeesh. Oh, it is. Okay. It is not a piece of jewelry. It looks like a clock, like a grandfather clock. This is not, but I'm going to give you the idea of what it looks like. It looks like a grandfather clock built like a church. And so I'm not Catholic. Lunchbox, let me come to get lunchbox.
Oh, yeah, I'm Catholic, man. I don't know why people are messing with the Catholic Church. It's really disrespectful and rude.
No. I'm not asking you your thoughts on that. A tabernacle.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't really know, man. No, they didn't teach that in First Communion class.
A tabernacle is a fixed or movable habitation, typically of light construction, a meeting place of worship used by some Protestants or Mormons. That's the definition of it. Yeah, I thought tabernacle was a building.
Okay, I think this is where, because I remember going to church when I was a kid. this is where they store like the
you mean a Catholic church? This
is where they store the communion. They store it in there, and then when it's time to bring it out, they bring it out of the tabernacle.
They have a tabernacle worth how much?
And they cut it out of this place.
Wow.
It looks like it's in a hot water heater closet, and they cut in it and got it.
Yeah, I didn't know how to explain it like that, but yeah, that's right.
An overturned semi-truck spilled 15,000 pounds of hot dog filler on the road. Hot dog filler?
Ew.
Oh, what is
it goes
that?
Inside the casing, oh my I guess.
God. Wait, what?
I thought it was just meat that was in there.
Hot dog filler?
Are you sure?
I swear to God, it says hot dog filler.
Yeah, it must be the mush that goes in to make
the dog. Actual hot dog stuff?
I thought it was meat, though. Oh, that looks disgusting. I'll never eat a hot dog again until at least noon today. Oh, that looks awful. It's just like a bunch of pink goo. It looks like if there was a 40-foot inflatable pink pig that was a real pig and somebody popped it, the glob.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's what it looks like. Oh, man, that's rough. All right. Got that off the list. Got a list of stuff I want to talk about. I have on red glasses today. I'm getting messages about red. My normal black glasses have been cutting my nose, so I have to put on a whole different pair of glasses to put an addition to a different part of my nose. So if you ever see me change glasses, it's because, and you can see if you're looking on video, I wear glasses all the time. And so it cuts my nose after a long time.
So it just
wears it out. Because they wear different. So I'm wearing red ones today. So that's that. Mark that off. Got that off. I am filling in, not this week, but next Thursday I'm doing Kentucky Sports Radio for Matt Jones. I'm going to do that show for him. He's going on vacation. And so he's got a few people that are filling in, but next Thursday I'll be doing that show. If any of you guys are big Kentucky Sports Radio fans, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about.
How are you going to do that?
What do you mean?
You're a big Hogs fan.
Yeah, but it's not that season. He goes on vacation in the summer when there's not a lot of sports going on. Baseball.
Can you just go on there and just trash all the SEC teams except the
I would never. I don't trash SEC teams. I root for the SEC all the time unless we're playing them.
Uh-huh.
So I would never do that. But Peter Burns from ESPN is filling in Monday. Pardon My Take guys are Tuesday. But Monty Jones is doing a day. I'm doing a day. And then Tom Hart, who I'm not familiar with Tom, but I'm sure he's got something going on there because Cole Swindell follows him too. But yeah, we're all going to fill in next week on Kentucky Sports Radio, so that will be fun. I'm not sure if he has a producing team. I don't know. I'm going to be sitting at this desk. So that will happen. Let's see what else. I have a note. The lunchbox is upset at all the graduations. Do you mean graduations like the kids?
Yeah.
Third grade graduation?
I don't understand why we're having a graduation for every grade. Pre-K, kindergarten, fifth grade, eighth grade. Like, the only time I put on a cap and gown was my senior year of high school and my senior year of college.
That's same. I think that's our age, though.
But why are we doing – I mean, it doesn't make it special anymore if every year they're putting a cap and gown on. It's like – oh, gosh, we got to put on a cap and gown. We just put one on last year. Like, We're overdoing the graduation.
So you want to preserve the specialness of graduation.
Yes. All this is just photo opportunity. It's so stupid.
I mean, I went to my daughter's...
Why not celebrate a kindergarten or a sixth grade? Who cares?
Why don't we graduate? Why don't we graduate from first grade to second grade?
But they don't, though.
But why?
If they wanted to, who cares?
Why do you do kindergarten to first grade? It doesn't make any sense. You're not going anywhere. You're going to Seinfeld.
You have the premise, but you know, Amy, go ahead.
Well, my daughter had eighth grade graduation. There was no cap and gown, though. But I will say it was a little long.
That's what I'm saying.
So here's what, as a parent... All these graduations, I'm like, okay, we could condense this and bring this down a little bit. There's no need for
my
it
point
to
is
be
not
this
to be
long.
Angry.
I'm not angry about it, but
no,
I'm,
not you. No, lunchbox. It's not taking anything away. Okay. I don't want to go do anything.
Yeah, listen.
So
a lot of parents would rather them go away.
Right, I would understand that, but I'm saying there's no need to be irritated as someone who's like, we're not saving the. We need to preserve how special. If you're like, I'm a parent, this sucks. We don't want to do this. That I get.
Both.
Okay, but there was no cap and gown. There's not cap and gown for like little kids.
Have you seen Facebook?
I know.
You just scroll to Facebook. Every person is at a graduation.
That's the question.
That's why he's been mad.
That's why you don't. Just don't get on Facebook.
No, he's been on it all morning. That's
There's
why
other
mad.
Stuff on Facebook that should irritate you more than that.
No, that's the what's the most irritating. It's like, oh, look at my daughter. She graduated third grade. Cap and gown. Like, really?
Cap and gown.
What are we doing here, people?
Yeah. That valedictorian? Third grade valedictorian?
Probably.
I don't mind kindergarten graduation. Seems fun.
Yeah, it's cute.
I don't mind sixth grade graduation. You're going to a new building, a new school, right? Mm-hmm. 12th mm-hmm. grade, cool.
No, 12th grade, I get it, because you're graduating high school. I get it.
That's just because it's the way you lived. So you think because the way you did it, everybody should do it.
But yes. Sometimes the end of high school is the end for end of school in general.
Yeah. Sometimes people don't even graduate high school, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why we should do fifth grade. So, I mean,
that's not happening, though, just in case they
drop out in sixth grade, we should.
That's not an argument, though, because I don't think that's happening at fifth grade graduation.
No, they do.
A fifth grade.
Yes. Cap and gown.
Okay, you're just yelling the words cap and gown at this point. Okay, thank you, Lunchbox. Let's see. Is there anything else that I need to get to? I didn't do this on Friday, but if we're not sold out again, we put up a bunch of hoodies on Friday, and if there are any left in certain sizes, you can go to can'tseeapparel.com. It's the success is not a straight line. Those hoodies are up. If there are some left in your size, good for you. You are lucky. But hit it up. Go to can'tseeapparel.com if you want to get those hoodies or t-shirts or crew necks, which I didn't even know what a crew neck was, but I'm wearing a crew neck today.
Yeah.
I guess it means just a sweatshirt.
Yeah. It's.
Why don't we just say sweatshirt?
I don't know.
Is it a thing? Like sweatshirt, is that like a workout thing?
I guess, good question. I don't know. Crew neck? Is it the T?
Me and the crew all wearing them?
Me and the crew, because it's like a crew neck. It's like a hoodie, but no hood.
No idea. Amy, driver's ed. Who's doing driver's ed?
Stashira.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
She's
well,
doing
we
it or she's
out.
Gonna do it.
She's gonna do it. We printed out all the paperwork for it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of an exciting thing that's happening in our household. So now, of course, right away, she's like, "So when can I start driving with you?" And I'm like, "Well, no. You have to take the class. You have to go in. You have to do it. You have to take a test and get your learner's permit, and then you get to drive with me. That's how we did it, right?"
I got a permit at 14.
Oh.
I was driving at 14.
Don't tell her that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you had to.
I was at it, yeah. But, I mean, in Arkansas, you just got a permit at 14, straight up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then you get a hardship if you needed to, and I could drive earlier. But we drove all the time, especially if you needed to drive the truck to pick up somebody on the other side, if you're running dogs, to pick up the dogs on the other side of the woods.
Hmm. Yeah.
That wasn't legal. That part wasn't legal. I forgot to leave that part out.
Yeah, that time for you was very different. Like, she doesn't have that issue.
Yeah, you're not running dogs?
No, we're not running dogs, and I don't know.
Trying to cut them off?
But we'll let her do, like, parking lots or things that it's safe, like with us.
Oh, there's a park by my house where you see, like, a lot of parents take their kids to practice, and all the signs, like the handicap signs, are all knocked over. Like, it's pretty crazy. The fence is damaged.
That's where you should go, though. Yeah. That's funny. So what's the question with her? Is that she wants to do it, you're going to do it, but she can't drive.
Yeah, like, we have to be within the law. I'm not just gonna, I mean, I guess unless Eddie can hook me up with this park, like, we'll let her do parking lot things. And then she already has, like, she's getting my old car that I bought back in 2006, I think. We've kept it. And so she's already got her car. We're driving it right now, making sure, like, my husband sold his truck and now that's his primary car. Like, he's trying to make sure that it's safe and good to go and all set up for her. So she's kind of like, well, I've got my car. Let's go. Like, let's go drive. And we're like, no, like, you can't just, you need a license and it's a whole process.
Get one of those pedals, put in the car on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
That the drive instructor used to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think Caitlin liked to have one of those when I drive. And I drive slow. I think she likes to have a gas pedal on her side. Like, hey, let's go. What are we doing here? We're 5 under the speed limit. All right. I think that's going to be it. Anybody else have anything they'd like to say? All right. That's a wrap.
No, that's it.
Is there anything I was going to miss?
Money? You going to roll the dice?
No.
How much cash do you have on you?
None. We went to Atlanta and went shopping. And so we went, I guess we did a lot of shopping, but we were just like, we have a few days. The Arkansas softball team lost, which was just terrible because we were going to go to Oklahoma City and watch Arkansas and Oklahoma and play in the College World Series. Now it's just Oklahoma, so we're going to go over there too. But sucks for me because I don't have a team to root for. Mm. But I will root for Oklahoma because, again, I'm close to the coach for Oklahoma. But I'm not a believer in having a second team. I think you have a favorite team and that's it. But then I guess unless somebody's on, you know somebody on the team, right?
Sure.
Yeah, you can do that.
Because I guess I root for Utah softball as well because brother-in-law coaches that team. I just was just destroyed. I was just like, I cannot believe we lost. Because we won the first one. All you had to do is win 2 of 3. Won the first one. And then Texas beat us the next two. And so they're in the World Series. So I was a bit like, oh, life sucks. And then she's like, let's just go. And so we drove down to Atlanta. It was 3.5 hours. Pretty easy. They got a lot of stores they don't have here. We stayed at the hotel, watched Batman. We did the whole thing. It was great. Went to the mall. They got great malls. Their malls are better than our malls here. They have stores all over the place. And so if I have any money, we will.
Okay.
If I have any, right. I'll check my wallet. But after Atlanta.
After those awesome stores.
I don't know that I have. Probably. Only bought one pair of shoes.
Do they recognize you out over there in Atlanta?
We got recognized.
When you're walking around the mall?
Probably 6 or 7 times.
Really?
So not like here, but probably 6 or 7 times.
Do you ask him? Are you like, how do you know who I am?
No.
American Idol radio show?
You can usually tell by how old they are.
If you could fill out this survey for me, that'd be super
Breaking
helpful.
My bones.
You can usually tell by how old they are.
Snake
if they're
the grass.
If they're really old, it's Dancing with the Stars.
Ah, right.
If like me, mom, papa hit you up, hey, you know it's Dancing with the
That's
Stars.
That's interesting.
If it's somebody 28 to 55, it's usually the radio show. If it's a young kid who's with parents and the kid, it's usually American Idol. Mm. But then the American Idol, our show crossover age group is a bit that those kind of cover each other. Yeah, it just depends. Sometimes dudes will be like big men will be like, yo, hey, man, I like your work. And I'm like, I have no idea. Saw you on Bear Grylls.
Oh, yeah, the manly man.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, yeah, which one? The one you did it with your wife, and she's a lot tougher than you are. yeah. So, yeah, it just depends. But, yes, we got recognized a bunch. They were going to put our show on down there, and now they're not putting our show on down there anymore.
Really?
So that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Something we did?
Listen, it's a whole thing. They came up. We want to put your show on down there. Great, let's do it. Here's what could you do this? Yep, got it. And we'll do this. And we'll do this. So we're ready to go. We're sitting here ready to go. Loading it up, Scuba and I working on it, and I get a call. Hey, they're mine. They went with somebody else.
Dang.
And I'm like, well, who? That's what I said. Who made that decision? Because everybody we were talking to, they're like, we're putting your show on in Atlanta. And I was like, cool. Like, the local came up, had a big fancy dinner, wine and dining us. And then I'm like, who? Who did it? I want to know who said no. Where did it stop? Radio silence. Nobody will answer.
Nothing. They don't want to.
Nobody will answer. Because they know the Kool-Aid man shows up occasionally.
Uh-oh.
And if I use it on lunchboxes, then I can't use it anywhere else. So
that's true.
So no, you didn't know that. Now we're not.
No, I didn't know that.
Don't even.
I thought maybe that's why you were going to Atlanta.
Don't get him started, dude.
No, that wasn't why I was going down there. But it's like I go down there and people are like, "Oh, hey, this is the show all the time. Why aren't you here?
We should be there."
Somebody said, "Why aren't you on Atlanta?" I said, "I don't know."
Did you tell them the whole story?
And I'd like to find out who kept us off there after everybody was saying we want you on.
Let me tell you what happened.
So that, you know what? We are on at night, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
I guess I forgot that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we're on at night, but we were trying to take over morning.
Yeah, we're on at night. When we weren't, they came to us. They came up here.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hey, live and learn. Hey, that's showbiz, baby.
Man.
Hey, only time will tell. Hey, I just say cliches when I don't know what.
I was nice to those people.
Yeah.
I high-fived them.
Don't you regret it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Should have been mean.
But was it them? We don't know if
it was. We don't know
who it was. Why would we be mean to
Radio
them?
Radio silence.
Exactly.
We don't know.
I was like, I want to know who said no. Hey. Nobody even, Nobody would even call and tell me no. I had to hear it. They had to call ARP, and they had to send ARP people to come tell
me. You heard it through the...
grapevine?
You mean you did...
Ooh, I guess you wonder how I knew.
Come on.
Yeah.
When Atlanta said you suck too. They came to see me, and then they said, we want you to be on the air. I don't know. I got nothing else. Anyway, we're not going to be on there. They do have a show. I think they just hired. I know the guy, and I like the guy. It has nothing to do with him, but it was a whole issue. Yeah, but the answer to your question is yes. I got stopped a lot. And they were like, hey, why are you not on down here? And I was like, well, you are on the app. They're like, well, that's not down here. That's everywhere.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you ever watch Bear Grylls? And then I ran.
Hey, look.
All right, there's that. Okay, we're done. You guys have a great day, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye, buddy.
Bye.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.